It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Final Four is set. An incredible weekend of basketball in the NCAA tournament, as now the matchups are set for Saturday in San Antonio. The last time we had four number one seeds all make the Final Four, 2008.
It's the only other time it's happened.
In San Antonio. Whoa.
Pretty good.
Whoa,
pretty
dude.
Pretty good.
All those guys in the basement at the Alamo Dome are wearing their tinfoil hats.
That's right. They were all on Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
Yeah. Oh, God. Well, I mean, you had two really good games.
Yeah.
One absolute shelling and one team kind of embarrassing the other. But I think you covered the gamut of what you would expect from an Elite Eight weekend.
I think that every single one of those games, though, was intriguing in its own
yes.
right. I mean, Duke absolutely dominated Alabama. And Alabama, remember, coming off a Sweet 16 performance where they were historic from beyond the arc.
There was bound to be some aggression, but not... That was the most shocking thing I think I've seen this tournament, was how a team led by freshmen beat the living crap out of a loaded, senior-heavy Alabama team.
And we've talked about this, about Duke, their length, their size. Mm-hmm. It is impressive. And you saw exactly why teams are terrified to play this Duke team, because, look, those three freshmen, they ran Alabama off the three-point line, but there's nowhere to go because they're big down low and there's somebody waiting, and then they're going to run you down from behind. And if the first guy doesn't get it, the second guy is going to come and swat it off the backboard. It was one of the most impressive defensive complete performances that we've seen until Sunday came and Houston did it to Tennessee.
Yeah.
I mean, but that Duke game and the fact that Cooper Flagg does not need to be Superman every game. He doesn't need to be the number one overall pick in dominant fashion every single game.
It's hilarious that 16-9-3-1 is like the bad game from Cooper Flagg.
But this is the thing. There's nothing bad about it.
No.
It's that he just doesn't have to backpack a team.
No.
And what we saw from, you know, Alabama was that if you took Sears away, Sears has to backpack them.
Yeah, because
right?
Aiden Holloway, he can get hot. LeBaron Filon can get hot.
But Grant Nelson. We've seen Grant Nelson do it before, but it starts with Mark Sears, and he was frustrated all game long.
Yeah, and it was crazy because I really want to drive home just how insane the defensive performance was, because you just do not see this from teams not named, you know, Boeheim Syracuse, where the defensive structure is so rigid and so drilled into your head that you see near flawless execution over the course of a season and then in the NCAA tournament.
Yeah.
This is three freshmen in Cooper Flagg, Con Knipple, and Common Malawak who are anchoring, not just being a part of the defense, anchoring a defense, switching everything. So you're not just parking Malawak at the rim. You're not just using Cooper Flagg as a weak side helper. Like, Mark Sears was being guarded by Malawak and Cooper Flagg, and Mark Sears is 5'10".
Yeah.
It's just like, and then you look at Aiden Holloway, again, is listed at 6'1", who's 5'10". LeBaron Filon's the only guard on that team with, like, not short guy size. And with all of a sudden, you're being guarded by 6'7 Con Knipple and 6'10 Cooper Flagg and Kama Malawak. You're just like, if you get by, then what?
That game highlighted so well why we see guys thrive in college. And you're like, why isn't he the same player in the NBA? Right?
The G League's filled with them.
Mark Sears is a prime example. Yes. And I'm not saying Mark Sears will have no career in the NBA.
It's just tough, man.
But we've said this Duke team is built like an NBA roster. And that's what an NBA roster looks like, with the amount of length that is relentless. They just throw big body after big body at you.
Their smallest starter is 6'6".
And unless you can create against that size... Mm-hmm. It's tough, man. And we saw that with Alabama. They had a fantastic year, and we thought that was going to be the great game. The game before that, though, was a phenomenal game where Florida had to erase a 9-point deficit in the final 3 minutes of the game. I think it was like 2 minutes and 50 seconds. They were down by 9.
That Walter Clayton guy, pretty good.
I think that Kevin Willard was right when he said what I'm worried about when he was talking about Maryland. I'm worried about how we're going to slow down Walter Clayton Jr. They did it. Maryland did. Texas Tech did not down that stretch. And look, Walter Clayton made 8 of the final 12 points for Florida in big three. But this was the impressive part, was when you're down 9, things got to break your way.
Yep.
And Grant McCaslin in Texas Tech are going to be having nightmares over free throws, man. Yeah. Missing the front end of one-on-ones.
Yeah,
and then
JT Toppin, man. He just had it was brutal. I mean,
he immediately going back into 3, right?
I mean, just not only the missed free throws, but he left so many points on the board. He missed, there was one point in time he was like, was it 4 of 14? From 2? Like, and that's what he does. Like, everything, like, he's got, like, a little runner push shot. Like, he's got really good touch. It disappeared. Everything hit the back of the rim and came out. Every, like, put back, rimmed out. Like, it was just, like, something was, the wires got crossed. And it was just, you're just watching it unfold, and you're like, oh, no.
And I think we get kind of, when we watch NBA games, which we do out here so often, right? It's, you got to get it to 10 within 4 minutes, right? And in the college game, it's like, you got to get it to 10 within 8 minutes.
Because there's so few possessions.
And the game is slower. Your shooters are not as prolific as they are in the NBA. I don't think it's getting credit how impressive erasing a 9-point hole with 2:50 to go is for the Florida Gators. And not to just erase it, but to win by 5.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it's two guys. It was Hauk and Walter Clayton Jr. Like, Florida, like, did not, I mean, they've got Rashard, they've got Condon, they've got Elijah Martin. I mean, those guys weren't great for them. It was basically two guys who got it done.
And I think that the story coming out of that game is, Florida is not invincible. They are vulnerable. I look at it and I say, no, that Florida team is really damn good.
They're
because
tested.
if you can win that way without everybody playing well, and those two guys just sit there and say, let's go, fellas, that's not going to happen in back-to-back games. They've shown that. In this tournament, they've shown that. So Florida heading into the Final Four with a matchup against SEC rival Auburn, sign me up. Duke, both those teams, Florida and Duke, prove their number one overall rankings, or overall number one seeds.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.